You might say, well, I had a choice of two things. At first I was going to do this, but I decided to do that.
I changed my mind.
And I decided to do that.
Oh,
what of this? And
decided to do that.
Uh-huh. I was going to do this, but I decided I'd do that. And
well, what would that be? That's what you want me not to say?
I think if you say, I had a choice of these two things, and I was planning to do this, but I decided I'd do that
instead?
Okay. And if two people become members of church, you say that they...
They were converted.
Or they what, the church?
They joined.
Okay. And you go to church to worship...
God.
Okay.
And Jesus.
Okay. And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. So if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you might say, "Oh, church will be over. What I get there
before."
Okay. The enemy of God is called
the devil.
Okay. Any other names?
Oh yes. Old Satan.
Okay.
And He makes himself a shining light, so to speak, you know, he as an angel to fool people.
What do you tell
He's
children?
A liar and the father of liars.
What do you tell children is going to get them if they don't behave?
Well, I've heard people say the old boogeyman going to get you. I've never heard anyone tell them that the devil would get them. Have you?
Not like that.
No. I've heard people, my people never did, but I've heard people try to scare a kid to make him mind and tell him old boogeyman gonna get him.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of some people, you know, around a graveyard, some people would be scared to go to...
Well, yes, they're afraid they'll see a ghost out there. There are people that are afraid to go in a cemetery by themselves. Honest to goodness.
You ever heard any stories about people?
Oh, I've heard lots of ghost stories. Ooh. I'll tell you one silly way thing that happened to me. When I was a little girl, my father's sister, Aunt Mary, was a widow. And she liked to have, she had two girls and a boy, and she liked to get all the neighborhood children up there to play with her children. And we liked to go. And at night, after we had eaten supper, we would gather around her, and she would tell us scary, scary tales. Just have us afraid. And if we could just get a hold of her dress, we felt safe. And then when I would come home, my people couldn't do anything with me. I was afraid. I wouldn't go into from one room to another. And they would, even if there was a lamp in there, and they would try to hire me, they couldn't hire me. They couldn't persuade me or anything. I would be that afraid. Well, of course, I outgrew all that. And then when I was teaching, I was boarding at the place, and the mother-in-law came to visit. So a bunch of relatives came in, and they sat up till about 11 o'clock telling ghost tales. And that got me a feeling just like I did when I was a kid. And so when we went to bed, I let the old lady go to bed first, and I didn't turn the light out. And I could hear her turn over and grunt and turn over after a while. Like she said, "My Lord, young'un, why don't you turn out that light?" She had a big gruff voice. And I told her I was afraid that they had told so many ghost stories that I was afraid. And that old woman chuckled and chuckled and laughed and laughed and laughed. And she said, "Well, if that's it," she says, I'll stay awake till I know you are asleep." So she did. And I never did know when she got up and turned the light out. But she told it on me at next morning at the breakfast table that it was so funny to her that a grown person would be afraid.